The Youth Housing Initiative helping to address homelessness in the Murraylands has received support from Bank SA with a $25,000 grant. Habitat for Humanity are leading the project with support from AC Care, Headspace and Anglicare. Joining me to have a chat about it is Executive Director at Habitat for Humanity, Ben Saar. How you doing, Ben?
I'm really well, thanks, Jenny.
Great.
Thanks for having me and hello to your listeners.
Yeah, our pleasure. So we have heard about this in the past from AC Care, but it's starting to take shape now. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thank you. Look, we started construction of this project back in January and we're only about 6 or 7 weeks away now from finishing it. So it's really exciting to see the construction taking place. And I've just visited the site and you can really get a sense of the space that the young people will live in, which is really exciting.
Yeah, so tell us about it. What's the initiative?
So it's called Studio Purpose. And so what we're doing is we're creating 4 short-term accommodation units for the young people to live in. So we've refurbishing 2 existing vacant units and converting them into these 4 places for them to stay.
Excellent. And who are the people that will end up being in that space?
So, sadly, the broader Murraylands region has about 200 young people that are homeless or at risk of homelessness. So young people aged between 15 and 21 will live in these units short term while they find their next more permanent place to live.
Oh, wow. So that's all about, yeah, finding your feet and just having that support. And I think we will be talking to another person who is looking to support people through another program into the future in regards to that, because it's a holistic project. So AC Care are the ones that are going to be finding those tenants, aren't they?
That's right. So AC Care are a terrific organisation that will actually provide the homelessness services to the young people. And then they'll be working with Headspace to provide some of those other wraparound services so that the young people are still connected to education or able to find a job and really remaining connected to their local community.
Yeah. And what is the role of Habitat for Humanity?
So our role in this project is specifically around the upfront construction. So as well as being a not-for-profit organisation registered charity, we're also a licensed builder. So we've worked with the other project partners to oversee the design phase and get all the approvals in place. And then we're actually doing the physical construction of the unit. So, and involved in that is we have a lot of volunteers and community members engaged. So our staff and our key volunteers up here in Murray Bridge not only have the capacity to actually do the building work, but they've got the ability to work alongside skilled and unskilled volunteers, teach them construction work and actually have them engaged in the construction of the project, which is really exciting.
That's handy. So people learn as well while they're
Absolutely.
Doing it. Do you know if there's any other future opportunities to develop housing in the Murraylands? As you said, it is a big issue with homelessness for young people.
Yeah, look, that's a conversation that we're currently having with our project partners. We're really keen that once we finish the Studio Purpose construction, that we do move on to other housing-related projects in the Murray Bridge or the Murraylands area. So that could be further youth homelessness initiatives, or it could be issues around housing affordability or women housing for women who might be escaping domestic violence or just find themselves locked out of the market. So there are a lot of housing issues that need to be addressed. And our role really is always to try to respond to the local community needs and work with the local community. So we're certainly keen to be here for a while.
Executive Director at Habitat for Humanity, Ben Saar, is with me. So you're working all across Australia and your team specifically in SA, but you've got a new program in the hills for bushfire victims. What are you working on?
Yeah, thanks. Look, we've been active in the Adelaide Hills since February of last year doing disaster recovery work following the fires in Cuddly Creek in late December 2019. And then more recently, we also responded to the fires around the Cherry Gardens area in January of this year. So we've deployed over 300 volunteers over the last 14 or 15 months to help people clean up and recover their properties that were damaged by fire. And we're moving into the next phase of that now, which we're calling Gardens of Hope, where we're working with 20 homeowners that lost their homes completely. And once their homes have been rebuilt, we're helping them to re-establish their grounds and gardens. So we'll be present up in the Adelaide Hills for probably another 4 or 5 months.
That's often something that people don't think of, isn't it? I mean, of course, the home is the most important part, but just having a garden is such an important thing for mental health and wellness.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, to provide visual relief, I mean, the fires up there were so devastating that even once people have got their homes rebuilt, there's often still visual reminders with burnt trees and vegetation or even outbuildings around their house that still remind them of the devastation that's occurred. So for us to be able to help them re-establish grounds and gardens is provides great visual relief, but like you said, can really help with people's mental health and road to recovery.
And what do the volunteers get out of it? I imagine there's a sense of camaraderie and that sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, people come and volunteer for all sorts of reasons. But we've had a recent experience where we got to hear some of our volunteers talking about what volunteering meant to them. And for a lot of them, it's a very healing experience. Some volunteers shared about how they've actually had a hurt in their own life, but coming out and helping other people recover from their sense of loss really helped them in their own healing process. And for others, it's a building a great sense of community. We have volunteers share about forming lifelong friendships through volunteering repeated times with people. So, look, the impact, we take a view that everyone has something to give and everyone has something to gain. And certainly our experience from our volunteers is not only are they giving to the people that we're helping, but they really receive a lot out of volunteering as well.
How can people reach out to you to find out about donating or volunteering?
If people would like to call our office, they can do that on 8344 6009, or they can email one of our staff, Louise, who handles our volunteering, and her email address is lhay@habitat.org.au, and we would love to hear from people.
Oh, great. So it sounds as though you depend quite heavily on grants, donations, support from volunteers. Do you also accept things like plants from, you know, local nurseries and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the three key ways that people can help us really in any of our programs are with money, volunteering their time, or with materials. So if people feel that they've got something that they contribute in any of those areas, that's most welcome.
Great. Well, thanks so much for your time today, Ben Sarr.
Thank you, Jenny, and thanks, listeners.